eyes of our minds to the understanding of thy gospel teachings, and implant also in us the fear of thy blessed commandments, and trampling down all carnal desires, we may enter upon a spiritual manner of living, both thinking and doing such things as are well pleasing to thee. For thou art the illumination of our souls and bodies, O Christ our God. And to thee do we ascribe glory, together with thy Father, who is from everlasting and all holy good and life-creating spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Wisdom, let us attend, let us listen to the Holy Gospel. Peace be to you all.
And to your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to thee, O Lord.
It came to pass that, as the people pressed upon Jesus to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone from them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down, and he taught the people out of the boat. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net was going to break. And they beckoned their partners who were in the other ship that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished at all that were and all that were with him at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so also was James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, for henceforth I shall make thee fishers of men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him.
Glory to thee, O Lord, glory to thee.
Glory to Jesus Christ, glory forever. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, please be more comfortable for a short message this morning. Not all my messages have names, I don't think they deserve names even, but this one has a name. This morning, the name of this message is, Jesus is the one who knows where the fish are. When I speak, I like to have us try and investigate together. From the gospel that we've heard, what can we learn about our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ? So think over this gospel that you have just heard, and let's see what we can let's see what we can pull through. And if you think, if you look at it as a whole, you can say that an encounter with our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ is life-changing. First, we see that Jesus came up and saw the boats, and so he exhibited his commanding presence because he came up, he saw the boats, and he said, "Give me this boat and let me go and speak to the people." And can you imagine how that episode must have been? How the people must have been just mesmerized as Jesus spoke to them from the boat away from the shore. And then Jesus continued to exhibit that commanding presence when he said, "Launch out into the deep for a draught of fish." And can you imagine how Peter and the fishermen would have looked at him? First, you know how fishermen are. You know, fishermen are fishermen. And so he said, "Go on out and launch out." And, you know, really? I mean, you think, they had to say within themselves, "You think that's going to do anything? I mean, we know these waters." But they did launch out. And an encounter with our Lord Jesus Christ is life-changing. Jesus knew where the fish were. Jesus knew who the people were. He said to them, "Follow me." And their lives were changed. The message for us today, if we would like to take a message, a personal message for us, comes in two phrases in the gospel. The first phrase is, "And I will make you fishers of men." If you work for the state, anglers of people. Fishers of men. He said that to Simon Peter, but through Simon Peter, that message is passed to each one of us, that we will be fishers of people. We will catch people. The Lord calls on each of us. The Lord has made us the way that we are. Some of the things he keeps, some of the things in us he changes, but he has a plan for each of us. Each of us is made to follow his plan. The primary plan is to know him, to know and to become closer and closer and closer to our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. But in addition to that, it's a plan to be fishers of people, to express our joy and our faith to those who are around us, to do his work, to spread the word, in whatever way that you can, to comfort, to support, to teach, to mentor, to pray for. That's a call to become fishers of people. And then he says to us, and the second phrase this morning, launch out into the deep. That means for us, go and do it. That's very fearful. A lot of us are afraid, or we will say we are weak and we don't know how to do this. But just listen. Jacob was a cheater. Peter had a temper. David had an affair. Noah got drunk. Jonah ran from God. Paul was a murderer. Gideon was insecure. Miriam was a gossiper. Martha was a worrier. Thomas was a doubter. Sarah was impatient. Elijah was moody. Moses stuttered. Zacchaeus was short. Abraham was old. Lazarus was dead. God doesn't call the qualified. God qualifies the called. God calls each one of us to be workers for Him, to be fishers of people. We don't do it on our own power. That's like having fished all night. It isn't bad that the fishermen fished all night, but the symbolism is doing it on your own power doesn't accomplish so much. But God will provide, because God knows where the fish are. And so God will put the people in front of you who you can talk to, the people in front of you who your heart can reach out to and to pray for and to help in whatever way you can. So trust Him and launch out into the deep. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Glory to Jesus Christ. Glory forever. Amen.